Ian Barclay, this week visiting the village of Bishop Stainton. Now, in the community hall, I met Edward Perkin, and I asked Edward, in all the time that he'd been in the village, whether he'd noticed many changes, whether he thought the village had changed.
Considerably, actually, because during that, you know, the village was more the old village at that time. But of course, after the war, now Bishop Stainton was designated for a development area, like many other villages in the area. And of course, a considerable amount of development went on in the village. Some people were very pleased about it. Lots of people, of course, kicked up Mary Helen about it. But development did take place. And I will say that, obviously, that some people, the new, what we term the newcomers into the village, fitted in to the village activities. The others didn't want to know. But apart from that, the village is extremely well. And we did find, in many cases, where organizations were falling apart and members were falling off, that a lot of the newcomers did come in and save them. There's no doubt about that. And we were very pleased with that. The British Legion, for instance, was very grateful for many of the ex-service people in coming to live in the village to join the British Legion.
You actually served in services yourself, didn't you?
For a short while in the RAF, yeah.
How did the war disrupt your life in the village when you first arrived?
I volunteered for the RAF. We were farming at the time. I was only young at the time, of course. But I spent my time in the RAF, and then I came back, and then I went farming. And my father's farm, he gave up, so I took it on.
How did you take to the life of farming after the RAF?
Of course, we've been farmers all our life anyway, so it was nothing new. But I've been farming ever since, and of course, then joined the activities within the village, like the British Legion, the village hall, and among many other, and the scouts and the guides, and etc. For many, many years, and that's it. I am retired from it now. All I belong to now is the chairman of the village hall and chairman of the trustees of the village hall and the community centre. Because that does come under, the community centre comes under the umbrella of the village hall. But I must say, as Jean said just now, that a tremendous amount of voluntary work went on within the village to raise money to purchase this place, which was absolutely marvellous.
I mean, I think Jean said it cost £20,000. I mean, how did you manage to raise a sum like that?
Well, we did get grants for it. There's no doubt about that. We applied for grants, and of course, there was carnivals went on in the village, and tremendous amount of hard work went in with many people in the village to raise the money to purchase it. And I must say that our bookings between the village hall and this is why we felt that we must have it. It runs in a region of somewhere of 700 bookings a year between the two of us. And I think that's quite good for a village of this size. 700 is a lot of bookings.
Do you think it's good for a village to have a rallying cause, like raising money for a hall like this?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely. It's the same as the Scout. Well, it's we raised money to buy the Scout Hut. And it was the Scout and Guide Hut. And then we joined forces, and we managed to get the Scout Hut and the Guide Hut, and it's still in existence now. And they're doing very well, I believe. I've myself now don't. I retired from it for several years ago. I was in for several years, but I retired from that.
I was very surprised to hear that you were involved with the guides, because.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you a little story about that. What was happening when I was on the old Newton Rural, we were trying to find a place. I'm just talking now. We were trying to find somewhere for a scout headquarters, and nowhere could we find a place for the scout headquarters. They used to meet at the village hall, and prior to that, it was at the Methodist hut. But we couldn't find anything anywhere. But in the end, I was made chairman of the Scout and Guide organization. And I said, let us join together. It's silly for two organizations to be miles apart. Let us join together and we can share an headquarters. So what happened then? The new school came into being. And since ever the first brick was laid at the new school, we had then approached Devon County Education Department to say, what's going to happen with the old canteen? This would be ideal as a scout and guide headquarters. So we went to Exeter, to the education department, and they said, well, all right then, what are you saying? So I, okay. So they put our names down as a possibility for a scout and guide headquarters. We negotiated it, and in the end, the Devon County Education gave, doubled up the grant, a direct grant to be able to purchase it, and we purchased it and paid for it, and it's been run as a scout and guide hut, and of course brownies and cubs as well, ever since. And it's now run by another new committee, and trustees that run it now. But it will certainly save the situation as far as the youth were concerned.
Village Voice from... Now, what would have been